Welcome to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concept of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day three. Self-love requires nourishment. Hello again, and welcome back. It's Wednesday. One of my kids loves Wednesday, and one of them hates Wednesday. I happen to love it, because I feel like I'm halfway through. But it's day three of our podcast, so that is very exciting. Three is a good number. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're here, even if this is your first time. Today's topic is that self-love can and should be nourished. And I do want to make a quick note about the word should, because shoulds happen too often, I think, in our culture. But what I really mean, I don't mean to use it in a shaming way. I mean that in order for self-love to survive, it must be taken care of. It must be tended to. I really like the word tend for this, and maybe that's because I'm like very thick in summer gardening right now. And actually at the current moment, I'm avoiding my summer garden, but so it needs some tending. Right now, my summer garden does not feel loved at all. So, but think about, if you're not a gardener, think about a different loving relationship in your life with someone who isn't you. What are the qualities of this relationship, and how often do you tend to it? Okay. What are the specific ways you love and are loved in that relationship? I'm guessing you would agree with me that you spend time with that person, you nurture the relationship, you pay attention to the relationship. Sometimes we give the relationship space. A loving relationship requires compassion, diligence, forgiveness. The same is true, as we know, for our relationship with ourselves. We have to nurture this relationship with ourselves. It's not going to survive on its own. It takes tending. So outside of my garden, when I think about attending, isn't the word tending and then the word tender, isn't it great that those two go together? I just made that connection in my head. But when I think about tending love in a sort of daily way, I automatically thought of my husband. His name's Mark. And pretty much every night since we have become a family, more every night than not, Mark has cooked dinner for us. And in fact, Mark made me spaghetti with homemade sauce on our very first official date. Not the fake date where I asked him to go bowling and he thought it was a group of people, and then it turned out to be just us, but on our actual first date where he knew it was just going to be the two of us, he made me spaghetti. And over the years, I have come to realize that this daily act, this making of dinner, is an act of love. And in fact, I suspect that Mark's love language is acts of service, which is one of the official love languages. But I think, you know, he grew up in a household with a male role model who cooked. So there's that. also cooking, I think, appeals to this practical side of him. Like, you know, it's logical. Like, we're hungry and we need food. So let's put some stuff together and then we can eat it. Which is not a side that I don't have that practicality in me. Or at least that's not the way I would go about meeting that practical need if it weren't for him. And for all these reasons, he makes a good cook. And also, you know, he makes a great match for me because I have food anxiety. So obviously I chose well, my soul chose well, not to brag, but thank you, Past Lily. And yeah, I think of cooking as, and maybe it's because in our society, men aren't always the ones that are doing the daily cooking. So maybe that's why it sticks out to me as such a visceral example of love. It's an act of love. But it wouldn't happen if he didn't do it, if he didn't make that commitment, and if he didn't put in the time, if he didn't have patience, if he didn't feel like it was his job to do so. So all of these things are wrapped up in the idea of nourishment, in the idea of tending to a loving relationship. So like I said, you know, I am experiencing this sort of relationship, this tending with my garden, but I'm very new to gardening. I started my garden during COVID last spring. That was my first year. So this is really only my second year to be gardening. And I have not yet made it a daily practice. I want to. But I do know that it's critical to tend to the garden. It's kind of an obvious metaphor when I think about it. I like the cooking one. Another reason I like this example of the cooking is that it's not, we don't like wake up every day and decide, you know, am I going to procure food for myself today? We at some point made the choice to take care of ourselves nutritionally and in whatever way works for us. And we made that choice and then we do it. Some of us marry people that cook for us. Some of us are cooks ourselves. Some of us, you know, order pre-whatever meals and then we make them, or we order meals that are already made. However we go about doing it, we tend to that need because it's non-negotiable, right? We have to have food. Well, guess what? We have to have love too. Okay, we make the choice. Let's make the choice now, or if you already made it Monday on day one, we make the choice to love ourselves. We make the choice, we can do this now together, make the choice to tend to the relationship, to feel responsible for this relationship, to have patience in this relationship, to take care of it. In all the ways that whatever that means to you, to take care of the relationship, we make that choice now, and then we don't have to remake it every single day. Okay, we already made the choice, and then we can kind of get to the good stuff and explore different ways of caring for ourselves, or what are the different avenues we can explore in order to have a nicely tended, self-loving relationship. So it's, the tending is grounded in need. Okay, so our need is to be loved. I need love, and so I'm going to show it to myself. And that's really the choice you're making in this moment. So one, to get onto the action item, One way to get around this, if it becomes feeling obligatory, like I need love, so I have to love myself. We don't want it to feel obligatory. We want to stay excited about it. So for your action item today, I want to take that route and really just dream about, if you can write it down or talk about it or think about it, dream about the most ideal loving relationship that you can think of. Maybe it's with a person, maybe it's with your garden. I don't know. Maybe it's with your puppy. Okay. But dream about your most ideal relationship and really picture, if you're able, of like, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What are the actions that occur in this relationship? What are the day-to-day nourishments that keep this relationship alive? Okay. For example, gardening. Let's hope nobody chooses this. It takes water. It takes sunlight. You know, it takes weeding. But also it takes, you know, passion and the ability to, you know, an attraction to certain plants that go together, or the desire for a pretty yard. So you can think about it in really concrete terms. You can picture it. You know, I have a picture in my head of the perfect garden that's tended every day. And that's the goal, right? So that's your homework. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365, recorded and produced by me, your host, Lily. And thanks to Henry Liu for creating and sharing our original intro outro music. Hey, give us a follow on Twitter at 365_self.